She said that every woman was an entrepreneur and her business is extortion. My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, we're going to talk today about a notable conservative figure in... He's not in this side of the internet, per se, but he's a conservative guy, Steven Crowder. I actually have liked his show for years. I think he's very talented. He's pretty funny, also. But more than anything, he takes a very interesting approach to the conservative movement. But what I find interesting, my friends, is in recent times, his tune has changed. Because there's footage of him back in the day, almost... kind of following the same line that a lot of other conservatives and a lot of far-left people also say with, oh, these red-pill guys are they're bitter and hurt, and you know, it's you who's the problem, you know, kind of the same classic crap. But now, because he's going through a divorce, a very bitter one at that from what I've seen recently, his tune has changed, and all of a sudden, he agrees with myself, he agrees with other people on this side of the internet, and he says, hey, wait a minute. No-fault divorce is a problem. No-fault divorce shouldn't be around. And I actually did a whole show yesterday about the godfather of the modern divorce court, and that would be your boy Ronald Reagan. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he was the guy who signed the law back in 1969, that made no-fault divorce a thing in California, which then slowly but surely was adopted by all 50 states in some form or shape. And it's so hilarious to me. I get people who comment on the show every once in a while, and they'll say some crap like, oh, how is it, you know, how is it his fault? You're shifting the blame. Well, I'm not shifting blame. I'm actually putting it square on where it's supposed to be. But because you don't like it, you don't want to accept it. And a lot of people fall in that category. But the reason I bring up Steven Crowder is not to bash him. It's not to do any of the sort. In fact, I actually think that he's being treated quite disgustingly, by the way. But more than anything, I want to highlight for you, the audience, maybe you've known someone who's gone through a divorce. Maybe you yourself have gone through a divorce. Maybe your parents went through a divorce. And you wondered, well, how does this happen? How do we get to this point? What is the reason why we see the divorce rate so high? And why is it statistically that women are the ones who file for the divorces? Well, I would like to refer you to a very wise woman named Esther Vilar, who wrote a book in the 1970s titled The Manipulated Man, in which she outlined in the very early stages of the book the following statement. She said that every woman was an entrepreneur and her business is extortion. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. You might want to, you know, dig in there, get the wax out of your ear for a second. Every woman is an entrepreneur and their business is extortion. So when you look at a higher profile case like Steven Crowder, and you see that that's exactly what his wife has did. Gerald, one of his buddy and CEO or whatever, I forget the exact title. I'm not trying to disrespect anybody. I'm trying to not say the wrong thing because I don't want to get information incorrect. What I do know is they put out a video, I think it was yesterday or the day before, basically giving you a full info dump on why this is happening, why Steven's having a hard time with his show, and how people are extorting him. And I hope it gets you thinking the way it got me thinking about the following. I said, wait a minute. This is exactly what we talk about on a daily basis on this show. And keep in mind, he is a religious Christian man. And so for the people who come on this show and they want to tell me, or the people in even real life who I talk to, who I respect, they tell me that, oh, all you got to do is just be a Christian, or be a Muslim, or be a Jew, or whatever. Be a religious person, and this garbage won't affect you. Well, sorry, but that's just factually incorrect. The only way to actually win this game is to not play it. Because look at the way the courts are set up. Look at the garbage that passes for entertainment on TikTok with girls shaking their behinds on screen and and being complete 304s. My friends, we need to really break this down because he is being extorted by his ex-wife or soon to be ex-wife. And yet you might think, listening to this show right now, that you are immune to this. Oh, that was his fault. It's his fault. Not my problem. Won't be me, Austin. Don't have to worry about it. Wrong. That is so wrong. Hey, guess what? You can do whatever you want. You live in a free country. But let me ask you a question. Do you understand what marriage actually is? Because a lot of people, they don't. They think that they want to follow the law of Moses, the Torah. They want to follow the New Testament if they're a Christian. They want to follow the Quran. They want to follow these documents that are very important to their existence and to their life. But yet when I look and I say, wait a minute, you want me to follow this, but you're not helping create an environment in which it is safe and or really beneficial for me to do those things. It's like when the federal government tells the state government, hey, we want you to build this bridge, but we're not going to help you fund that. You got to fix that yourself. That's not popular. That's not a surprise, right? But yet we have a very similar example in the church today when we have pastors, elders, deacons, members of the esteemed clergy telling you, and even figures in the media, you have family members, friends, whoever, pressuring you as a man into giving your commitment away, giving your future earnings away, your soul, your seed, all these things away to someone else who not only has the ability to leave you at any point in time that they want. That's what no-fault divorce is. 1 + 1 = 2. It's called math. And then you have not only that they can leave you at any time, but they benefit financially by doing it. And they also add to the fact that almost every single time I hear about the divorce, there's, oh, he was an abuser. Oh, he did this and he did that. And all they gotta do is file a TRO, a temporary restraining order. And then before you know it, you've lost custody of your kids and you have a hard time getting it back because of the restraining order. And then before you know it, your marriage is falling apart. Your house is being sold and you're spoiling the profits 50-50, or she takes the house entirely. You're blamed for everything because you were born with a penis. And before you know it, you're stuck, you're getting blamed, you have no idea where to go, or best case, you're stuck in a deadbed marriage with no sex, no intimacy, nothing. And you have to sit there and find a side chick or a sugar baby or pretend like you don't have needs at all when you do. My friends, this is what the realities of marriage. And I don't say this because I don't want you to get married per se. I mean, I wouldn't recommend it, no. When you look at who's getting extorted, if you think that's just the rich, the wealthy, the well-known who are suffering from this problem, you're mistaken. You are mistaken. The divorce rate is well over 50%, and 80% of those divorces are filed by the women, not the men, because women are not to be pleased. They can't be satisfied with what they have. It's just part of their biological instinct. They always want more. They want a better man. They want a better house. They want all of these things. And the best way they can get it is through manipulating you as a man into getting what they want. And that's what they do their entire lives. Not saying that to make you mad at them or to make them seem bad. It's just a reality. Any woman who wants to come in here and tell me I'm a liar, feel free. Present your case. I'd love to hear it. Guarantee you, they won't say anything because they don't even want to acknowledge what I said, because then they want the men to come in there and tell me I'm wrong, gaping for them, because that's how silly men have become today. My friends, Steven Crowder is a good guy from what I know about him. I don't know him personally, but he seems like a good enough guy. He has a great message for young people. And yet, for some reason, he's being extorted, and the court system permits it, because I've said this before, the family court system, and as someone who actually has somewhat of an interest in family law, because it's a reminder for me every single day. If you want to avoid the marriage circus, become the ringmaster of the family court system, and you will be reminded every single day why you are single and why you refuse to participate in this marriage system. Still a little I'm not giving you career advice. I'm just telling you, if you really wanted to put yourself on a path of potentially never falling into the trap called marriage, then there's your answer right there. My friends, extortion is the playbook that women use. Men sometimes use it too, but we're inherently not as good at it. My friends, you have to ask yourself, what is it you want? Because a lot of men, they want to be good people. You want to do the right thing. You want to be a good person. You want to give to the world. You want to be a nice guy. The problem is there is a difference between nice and naive. See, the problem is you as a man, and myself included, when I was younger, I was not taught to be a bad person. I was raised to be a nice guy. But you could be nice without being naive. Naive means you don't know any better and you're basically a bull being led up the altar steps to be sacrificed, versus nice says, hey, I realize that there are bad stuff out there. There's a really horrible realities in the world, but I'm gonna choose to be a light. I'm gonna choose to be salt. I'm gonna choose to be someone who gives more than he takes. And that's fine. Problem is, a lot of people equate being nice with naive. They don't want you to hear this message. They don't want you to hear this unfortunate reality. They'd rather you just be ignorant, not know any better, and then throw up your hands in shock of, oh boy, how could this happen? I don't believe in that at all. I don't. Problem is, a lot of people do, and they will silence voices like ours, voices like other people on the side of the internet. They don't want you to hear that. My friends, you are trying to be extorted in every sense of the word, in every shape and size and scale you can think of, whether it's the government, whether it's in church, whether it's by other people that you know. Some of it's insidious, some of it is just implicit and a given. But my friends, we need to keep our eyes open to this level of extortion. If someone like Steven Crowder, who's a well-known guy, who especially with conservatives, if he is vulnerable to this, we need to keep our eyes open, because at the end of the day, it could be you tomorrow if you're married or you plan to be married. It could be you. And no one goes in saying, I'm going to be a statistic. I know I'm going to get divorced. I know I married the wrong person. Nobody says that. Everybody walks in saying that they found the right person for the right time. It'll last forever. It's always going to be great. The happily ever after bull crap that you were sold by Disney and Time Warner and all these major companies who make billions of dollars off of selling you a dream that doesn't exist. Just look at the romance novel industry and you'll get a general idea of what I'm talking about. You think it's guys like us that read romance novels? Absolutely not. It is the women. Because women read romance the way that you watch porn. I'll just leave that for you to chew on until next time. But my friends, I think I made my point today, and don't worry, this will continue to unfold, I am sure, very openly in the court of public opinion, because divorces are many things. A clean break's not one of them. My friends, in the meantime, I suggest that you arm yourselves with information, that you ask questions. If you want to add anything to the discussion, you're welcome to do it. You add it in the comment section, you can go on my X page, at Sheep Get Sheared, and you're welcome to leave your thoughts, whether you want to DM me directly, comment on any of the tweets that I have, you're welcome to do it. In the meantime, my friends, you take care of yourselves, and make sure that you're out here never getting manipulated or sheared for the valuable things that you possess. I'm out of here. Peace.